The Steelers made some news yesterday, but it was quickly overshadowed for good reason due to Paul Skeens, the Pirates promoting their number one prospect, who will start his first game Saturday afternoon at 4:05 against the Cubs. They signed yet another receiver, but I would say that this does not really fuel me at all. Doesn't pump me up the way that it should. I would say that it is not a, quote, significant playmaker. It's Donnie Football with you tonight on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan until 10:35. Joel Nelson with me behind the glass tonight. We will get Joel involved as we go along. We will also get you involved out there at 412-928-9370. I wanted to start with the Steelers. Have a little bit of a heavier football night since it was mostly avoided last night due to a lot of Pirates talk, because the Steelers signed wide receiver Scotty Miller yesterday, who spent four seasons in Tampa Bay and spent last season in Atlanta with the Arthur Smith offense, in which he put up some monster numbers. Joel, get ready for these. 11 receptions, 161 yards, and two touchdowns. Brandon Ayuk did that almost in week one last year against the Steelers. The yardage wasn't quite there, but the receptions were close and the touchdowns were right on the money. Shockingly, Scotty Miller had his best season with Tom Brady as his quarterback in 2020. He had 500 yards that year, 33 receptions, three touchdowns. You also remember in the playoffs that year, that COVID year, he caught a Hail Mary before halftime in the divisional round for Tampa Bay. That's pretty much his career highlight. But otherwise, he has years of 200 yards, 38 yards, 185, 161. He's a wide receiver, so that's good, I guess, but the Steelers still have a huge void at that position. They have one big play threat on the roster at wide receiver, and that is George Pickens. They don't have a wide receiver two. They have a wide receiver three, Roman Wilson, who is expected to play the slot. I don't know, maybe they have a plan where he moves outside. I think he's a pretty nice player, but he's also a rookie. That's a lot to put on his plate right away. Then they have about a half dozen guys at wide receiver four, or at least that are wide receiver four caliber players. Van Jefferson, Quez Watkins, Scotty Miller, Calvin Austin. You could throw Denzel Mims in there maybe if you want. Marquez Callaway. Now, of course, a few of these guys won't even make the 53-man roster. But, man, that wide receiver four competition is looking strong as we inch closer and closer to the real thing. This doesn't do a whole lot for me, and it shouldn't do a whole lot for you either. Scotty Miller, by the way, is the fourth player that they have acquired this offseason that previously played under Arthur Smith for any time period. Miller is one of them. Van Jefferson, Cordarrelle Patterson, and how could you forget Michael Pruitt? Do we know how his first name is pronounced?
I thought it was Michael.
Yeah, it's M-Y-C-O-L-E. So, like, I want to say Michael, but you almost have to, like, hesitate there and say Michael. Either way, four guys that previously played under the Arthur Smith offense. I remember about 2 months ago now, once free agency got underway, and man, that was an exciting week for Steeler fans, the Russell Wilson news, the end of that week, they made the trade for Justin Fields. After they traded Kenny Pickett, they signed Patrick Queen. During that week, they got a new punter, that guy that looks like Bill Burr. I know, I'm not the first guy that's made that joke. I tried to get out in front of that once they immediately signed him. They also made another trade during that week, and that was the trade of Deontay Johnson. And even though I wasn't the world's biggest Deontay Johnson fan, I haven't checked in a little while, but I'm assuming he still has me blocked on Twitter. I didn't like that trade when it happened. Was he a pain in the ass? Sure. But he was a significantly better player than anybody else in the Steelers receiving room right now, with the exception of George Pickens. So it makes me question a little bit, for as well as Omar Khan did during the draft and his ability to completely overhaul the quarterback position and, again, sign a guy like Patrick Queen for the middle of that defense. I know that got people around here very excited, and it seemed like he got him at a deal compared to what the expected price, the expected average annual value would be for him. The Steelers made a trade in that sequence that created a hole that they otherwise didn't have, and I think still left them with another at a key position. Because they got a pretty mediocre cornerback in return, who was about to be cut by the Carolina Panthers, the worst team in football last year. So how did the Steelers combat that? They got rid of Deontay Johnson. People said, that's good. Get him out of here. Less is more. He doesn't hustle. He didn't hustle on that fumble in Cincinnati. Listen, I take those complaints and I agree with them wholeheartedly, but it had me a little bit worried. How would they replace him, even if they had to do so in the aggregate? And I really question what they have done so far. Now, in the draft, they got Roman Wilson at 84th overall. Nice player. I liked watching what he did at Michigan, even in an offense that didn't ask the quarterback to put the ball in the air all that much. But I don't think he's immediately filling that void left by Deontay Johnson. I think that's unfair to ask him. And I think those expectations are just unrealistic. And I've made this point, along with others who have made this point, about the Arthur Smith offense only supporting one main receiver. And that guy is George Pickens. But that doesn't mean every other option on the roster has to be basically a fourth receiver, maybe a third at best. And I think Wilson will be best fit for the slot, at least as a rookie. Right now, I would think the betting favorite for wide receiver two, because that position does have to be filled, is Van Jefferson. But the four veterans, let's call them, between Van Jefferson, Quez Watkins, Scotty Miller, and Calvin Austin III, between those four guys, I asked myself, and if you're curious out there as well, what did those guys do last season? What did their numbers look like last season? How productive were these guys last season? Well, I'm glad you ask. Van Jefferson, 20 receptions, 209 yards, no touchdowns. Quez Watkins, 15 receptions, 142 yards, and a touchdown. Scotty Miller, 11 receptions, 161 yards, two touchdowns. Leader in the clubhouse in the touchdowns category, Scotty. Calvin Austin, 17 receptions, 180 yards, a receiving touchdown against Vegas, and a rushing touchdown on a jet sweep against Cincinnati. Listing those numbers off reminds me of that scene in Animal House whenever Dean Warmer is telling those members of Delta how bad their grades are. And Joel, I know you were taking a call in there, and it's going to be hard to do that quick math in your head. What were the combined numbers of these guys last season? Well, I'm glad you ask. Between Jefferson, Watkins, Miller, Austin, 63 receptions, 692 yards, four touchdowns, and that Calvin Austin rushing touchdown. So basically, those four guys took over the role of what you would maybe hope for, like a slot receiver, to have in a season. I would say decent numbers from a slot guy. And those are four players on the roster right now. It seems like Van Jefferson will be that number two guy opposite of George Pickens. Maybe things will get more interesting once we are beyond June 1st. And we'll see if the significant playmaker stuff heats up at all. Because there are other options out there. And I think at this point, they go out there and maybe get a Courtland Sutton for a mid-round draft pick. That would be very welcomed into this receiver room because you're asking a lot out of George Pickens. And I think you're asking a lot out of a rookie, Roman Wilson. And the other issue that arises is that if you go into the season with guys like this, with a ragtag group of players after George Pickens, you are telling your opposition, hey, if you double number 14, I guess we'll have to throw it to one of these other guys. That'll make Pickens frustrated, and it could really stunt the offense. I know it's going to be a run-first style, a run-first attack, with Najee Harris, Jaylen Warren, Cordero Patterson getting into the mix there. I understand, and I'm glad it'll be sort of a run-first attack, but what's going on at receiver in the year 2024 with the Pittsburgh Steelers? I don't see how it can't have you concerned. They traded Deontay Johnson. They got back a corner that was fast at the combine with an injury history that is normally best seen chasing wide receivers down the field after he gets beat. It did not do them any favors to get rid of Deontay Johnson if this was their backup plan. 412-928-9370 if you want to join in on the conversation. Does Scotty Miller do anything for you? Do you still hold out hope that the Steelers will make a move for a significant playmaker closer to the season? Should they have kept Deontay Johnson if this was their plan otherwise? Would you have preferred somebody like Tyler Boyd, who signed a very cheap deal with the Titans earlier this week? 412-928-9370. Brian, Bob, Jay, I see you guys on hold. Just stick with us for a couple of minutes, and I promise we will get to you and others on the other side. 412-928-9370 if you want to join in on the fun. That's also the number of the fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We'll also get into that void at cornerback what they could be looking to do to fill that void. There's also an old friend that is reportedly having discussions with the Steelers. We'll get into a little bit of NFL scheduling fun, some trade rumors that may be out there in Steelers land. We have Alan Saunders coming up just after the 8 o'clock hour, and we have a good friend of mine from the Washington Wild Things, Kyle Dawson. He will join us just after 9. Their season begins tomorrow night. But we're talking Steelers. We're talking wide receiver position and the Steelers' holes on their roster right now. 412-928-9370. Your calls coming up next. It's Donnie Football with you on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.